from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. 90 more minutes left to play, taking you all the way up until 9:30. Then you will hear the soothing sounds of Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman on the Five Stripes Countdown as we are taking you all the way up until Atlanta United football action. And Garrett and Abe will have the Five Stripes Countdown for you from 9:30 up until 10:30. And then it is Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, which, by the way, we talked to Jason at 6:20. If you missed that interview, head to 929thegame.com or dial up that Odyssey app, fire up that Odyssey app, and you can find it there as well. And you can listen back with the rewind feature. That is oh so great, but we will be with you up until 9:30, so make sure you stay tuned in for that. But Atlanta United action coming up later tonight as they take on the LA Galaxy after a long break. So hopefully they can get themselves a win tonight and further put themselves into the playoff picture. They are in the final playoff spot right now. They're in ninth in the Eastern Conference table. Only 2 points behind the eighth place Toronto FC, though. So hopefully they can continue to move their way up the Eastern Conference table. And hopefully that can start tonight with the LA Galaxy with a little Five Stripes After Dark action. Again, flagship station here of your Five Stripes Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame Five Stripes Countdown starting at 9:30 with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. And then 10:30, Jason Longshore, Mike Conte on the call. But right now, what we're talking about are the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, because they got themselves a big, big win over the 10th-ranked Florida State Seminoles early today, and it is just a huge win for Georgia Tech. And if you want to react to Georgia Tech getting a big win, I do have a question for you. Are the Yellow Jackets real contenders in the ACC? After seeing what you saw today, can the Yellow Jackets contend for an ACC title? 404-726-0929. I've been letting y'all know. I've been telling you all so long I was going to give Yellow Jacket fans a chance to go ahead and talk their talk. Well, the time is now. 404-726-0929, because that was a huge win for Brent Key and that program. This was the game today. This was the game for this week. Georgia and Clemson and all the full slate of games. And there are some other college football games. I don't want to disrespect any other college football programs, but this was the big game. Georgia Tech, Florida State was the game. They had all the eyeballs on there. Out in Dublin, first college, big college football game of the season, this was the game. And Georgia Tech proved on a national stage, national game, that they are for real and that they are legit. So after that game, after getting the win, really seeming like they can control the line of scrimmage against a possible playoff contender in Florida State, because they got some sacks on DJ Uiagalelei. They controlled the line of scrimmage on offense, rushing for 190 yards. Controlled the offensive line, controlled the line of scrimmage on defense. Like I said, getting sacks on DJU, holding the Florida State Seminoles to only 98 rushing yards, which, again, seem maybe in the NFL that's a solid number, but in college it's not a whole lot, just to put it in perspective for you. Haynes King did his thing. He wasn't amazing, didn't blow anybody's socks off, but he did what he had to do, managed the game well, helped move the offense up and down the field. But with the bread and butter of the running game, do you think Georgia Tech can be contenders in the ACC? And remember, if we're talking about Georgia Tech being ACC contenders, if you think they can possibly win an ACC championship, we're talking about Georgia Tech being in the college football playoff. Crazy as that sounds, that's what it is now. 404-726-0929. Do you think, after what you saw today, can Georgia Tech be contenders in the ACC? Let's head out to Wally. Wally has a thought on the Yellow Jackets. Wally, what's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother?
What's
hey, man,
up?
Lifetime Georgia Tech fan. Hey, man, for us, it's going to be 1 week at a time. We got to go in next week and beat Georgia State.
Yeah.
Significantly, just to prove, you know, it's going to be a week at a time. I don't think any Tech fans can say we could be a contender, but, you know, Florida State coming off that whipping of Georgia last year, you know, I think they're better than what they are. But, I mean, just 1 week at a time, man. But Brent Key's got that front line looking good. I mean, Haynes King's good, but come on, man. Haynes in the backfield. I think the kid's going to have a breakout year, man. I think he's going to be the key, and really excited about this year.
I love it, man. I'm excited about this year, too. After, again, seeing what I saw earlier today, how can you not be excited? And I love that for Tech fans, too, because, again, Georgia has dominated the conversation when you talk about college football in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. Georgia has dominated the conversation, as they should have, winning back-to-back national championships, being in the college football playoff, making SEC championship games left and right. Ever since Kirby Smart got there, he's elevated that program from good to great. We know that. But now it looks like Georgia Tech is trying to nuzzle their way into the conversation too, and I absolutely love that. And again, I talked about this earlier. I went to the University of West Georgia. Go Wolves. I'm not in this Georgia Tech rivalry. I want them both to do well as an ATLian. I want to see them both succeed. That's how much of a homer I am. So seeing Georgia Tech get this win, I feel good. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside that Georgia Tech got this victory. So I'm happy to see it. Let me know how you're feeling about it, and let me know if you think Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets, can they be contenders in the ACC? Do you think so after what you saw earlier today? Them taking down number 10, Florida State. Let's head out to Marietta and talk to James. James, what's happening, man?
Let's go Jackets. We had an awesome day today.
Right.
And I think we can absolutely contend for the ACC championship. If King can cut down his interceptions and our defense that was number 5 in the bottom of the country in rushing defense last year, if we could just be mediocre or even average, then we can absolutely contend.
There you go. James, I appreciate the phone call, man. Great stuff. And look, it seemed like today they at least can be a mid-tier team when it comes to their rushing defense, only allowing 98 yards to Florida State. That's pretty good. It's not bad. Not bad at all. And you got 190 on the ground yourselves, and then Haynes King again, as long as he can manage the game. He opened the game a little bit with his legs too, showing that he can pass and throw. Georgia Tech's got a nice offense. bread and butter, definitely going to be the run game. But again, as long as Hayne Kinch can manage, make some big throws, get some third down conversions when he needs to, I think this Yellow Jacket team is going to be okay. And this defense, if they can continue to get after the quarterback like they were able to get after DJU, make him feel a little bit uncomfortable, as long as they can keep doing that, I don't see why they can't. But Wally did make a good point. It's got to be week to week. And now that you had this upset victory over Florida State, you can't start smelling yourselves too much. And then this is where some really good coaching from Brent Key is going to have to come into play, because, look, those young men, as they should, they're feeling great right now. And they should be celebrating right now. I'm sure they are. But you got to get refocused after you celebrate tonight. Got to get refocused, and you got to go handle business against Georgia State. You have to show, look, this wasn't just a fluke. It wasn't about Florida State losing the game. It was about us winning the game. And the way you prove that is you go out and you handle business against Georgia State. Make sure that ball game's not necessarily close. So that's the next step for Georgia Tech. Kind of how we talked about the Braves. Keeping that momentum, riding that momentum that you have. Georgia Tech has to ride that momentum and build upon this really good victory that they got today against Florida State. And you got to, again, handle business and kind of wipe the floor with Georgia State a little bit. So that is the next step for Georgia Tech indeed. But, again, really good job by the Georgia Tech defense, especially the way they bounced back after that first drive. First drive, Florida State looked like they were going to maybe score easily. Then Georgia Tech's defense locked in a little bit defensively. And while they still gave up 21 points, not bad, but they were able to make DJ Uiagalelei feel uncomfortable. Ended up getting, what was it? Oh, they only got one sack. I was talking about all the sacks they got. They only got one sack. But they did have 7 tackles for loss and did only allow 98 yards rushing to the Seminoles. So all that being said, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities for Georgia Tech to be a contender in the ACC. Now, you got some tough games. You got to play Notre Dame. You do have some other tough games coming up this season, but why not?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why not Georgia Tech? Why not? We'll see what ends up happening with them. Braves are still down 2-0, by the way. Bottom of the third inning, Braves are up to bat. We will see if the Braves hopefully can come back and make this a ball game and get back into this one. They still got plenty of time. It's only 2-0, and it's only the bottom of the third inning. But hopefully the Braves can sweep the Nationals again. It'd be really good. Hopefully they can at least win the series, I mean, but it'd be really good if they can sweep the Nationals, but they're going to have to do some work if they're going to be able to get that done. So Braves down 2-0. And again, we got Five Stripes action coming up for you here in a little over 2 hours as Atlanta United takes on the LA Galaxy. But really excited that college football season is here and just football season overall is here. The preseason's out the way in the NFL. Final preseason games are being played this weekend. And we'll get into some NFL headlines. I'll talk about that a little bit next. But preseason games are getting done this weekend. And college football is here. Georgia Tech just got a big win over Florida State. Georgia's back in action next week. You got the full slate of college football games next week. Man, but now I think this week marked the week that we're not going to have – we're going to have football basically up until, like, what, January or something like that? So – football season is here, y'all, and we are feeling good about it. But when we come back on the other side, about 5-6 minutes from now, here on the Hometown Take, we will keep talking about some football. Where is the weirdest place you ever got stuck? A football team, an NFL football team, had to overcome getting stuck in a spot you wouldn't necessarily think an NFL team would get stuck. But they got out of it. They had to go play a football game afterwards. We'll talk about that next, along with some other NFL headlines here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Vibes are immaculate here on a Saturday. Speaking of which, I have a story time for you coming up in 20 minutes. I have a story for you that is followed up by a question that we'll have some fun with here in the final hour. Just about an hour and 10 minutes to go here on this Saturday edition of the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. If you're liking what you hear, make sure you, one, download the free Odyssey app so you can listen to your boy or anybody else on the station and all the other great shows on the station, on the road, or at home, wherever you may be. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. And then you can also listen to myself in particular, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., on the regularly scheduled edition Hometown Take. But if you got the Odyssey app, you can go back and listen whenever you want as well. That's the bright side of the Odyssey app. If you're not an early riser and you're not up from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., it's okay. No need to front. We can make sure that you are still tapped into the Hometown Take and you can listen back on the Odyssey app. But right now, though, we're going to get into some NFL headlines because before the break, I told you about how there was an NFL team that usually you wouldn't think an NFL team would have these problems, but it just goes to show that it can happen to anybody. An NFL team gets stuck in a hotel. It was the Los Angeles Chargers getting stuck in a hotel. The Dallas Fire Rescue, because they were playing the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Fire Rescue had to come help some Chargers escape out of a elevator that got stuck. So several Los Angeles Chargers players, including, by the way, quarterback Justin Herbert and other members of the team, they crawled through a ceiling panel to escape a stuck hotel elevator Friday night in Dallas. So there was a post on social media. The Chargers said that around 7:30 p.m. local time, Dallas Fire Rescue assisted the people on the elevator one by one through the ceiling panel to an adjacent elevator. The Los Angeles Chargers thanked the Dallas Fire Rescue for their quick response, professionalism, and substantial efforts ensuring everyone's safety. That's what the team said. And WFAA.com, citing the Dallas Fire Rescue, said the elevator was stuck in a blind shaft between the 3rd and 15th floors of the Westin Hotel in downtown Dallas. A technician was unsuccessful in an attempt to get the elevator working, causing Dallas Fire Rescue to send its urban search and rescue team to the hotel. So about 15 people total were involved in the incident. That's according to, again, WFAA.com. And on Saturday, former Chargers great Dan Fotis, who's doing the TV for the preseason games, said his wife, son, and Herbert were among those stuck. So, man, that can be scary when you when you're stuck in an elevator, don't know how long you got to be in there, and then you got to climb through a ceiling panel to get out. I mean, that is some tough stuff right there. And a source told ESPN's Chris Rim that Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh invited all, and this is a really cool part of the story, he invited all of the Dallas Fire Rescue staff team to a team meal to eat afterwards. So that's a really cool part of the story. Just it started off as something that was, you know, annoying and also a little bit scary, and it turned into a wholesome thing. So good on Jim Harbaugh. You know, I know he gets a lot of flack for being kind of quirky and obviously what he, you know, the things that went down in Michigan. But overall, even though he's a little bit of a character, seems like a good dude at the end of the day. So shout out to Jim Harbaugh for making that happen. And shout out to Dallas Fire Rescue for getting some Chargers, including Justin Herbert, out of there. But I do have a question for you, and if you want to sneak in and get a caller or two in here, we can do that. Where is the weirdest place you ever got stuck? 404-726-0929. The weirdest place you ever got stuck. Dom, I see your wheels turning over there. I'll give you an extra second to think about it.
I got to think about that one.
Yeah, I don't think I can't think of a place that I've ever been stuck for an extra long time. I've been stuck in an elevator before, but it wasn't too long that I was stuck in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been stuck anywhere for too long.
I was going to say, I've been stuck in the elevators here once.
Yeah, that has happened. Mm-hmm. That has happened before. I don't know. I think I may have been stuck in the elevators here, like, not that long. Mostly like a minute, or two. It wasn't real long. But the elevators can get a little questionable here sometimes.
Yeah, I was in there, I think I was in there for about like 5 minutes. I was like,
yeah.
I got to the point where I was like starting to get a little worried.
I was about to say, I'm so glad you said that, because that's that point where you're like, oh, we might legit have a problem here.
So, because the thing with me for my situation was it was late at night. So it was like after, I can't remember I don't know if it was after a Hawks game or something like that, but like had to be past 11, and just got to a point where everything just stopped. And I was like, all right, well, this isn't my floor, but then the door didn't open. So yeah. I was like, huh.
This is a thing?
Okay. So I was sitting there for like 5 minutes. Thankfully, someone was still here, and they were able to come and get me out. But yeah.
That is good.
Like I said, I was in there for 5 minutes, and after like
Once you hit that 5 minute mark, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, all right. So how long am I really gonna be?
Right. Is this really about to turn into a situation right now? But if you do want to call up and you have a place that that you've been stuck that you want to share, you can call me up right now. We'll get your calls before we move on here in this segment. 404-726-0929. In the meantime, let's hit some more NFL headlines. Deron Bland, a big blow to the Cowboys. Out 6 to 8 weeks with the foot injury. And, man, I'll say this about the Dallas Cowboys. They have not had the best luck in the past couple of years when it comes to the health of their cornerbacks. Obviously, Trevon Diggs missed most of the season last year. I think he got hurt, week one? He got hurt and he tore his ACL and then he missed the rest of the season, Trevon Diggs. I think that's what it was. It was early in the season, either week one or week two, I think. But he misses most of last year, Trevon Diggs. And now, wow. Deron Bland, thank goodness, is going to be able to come back. He is going to be out for a good part of the season, nearly half the season. So that is a big blow to the Cowboys. And, you know, we'll see if they end up trying to go get another corner. Obviously, Stephon Gilmore, who was with the Cowboys before, he's off the board. So we'll see if and Deron Bland, if you remember, he had all those pick sixes last year. So we'll see if we'll see what the Cowboys are going to do. But it's a stress fracture in his left foot. And if he follows the timeline of 6 to 8 weeks, he could return in mid-October. So that's going to cost him perhaps the first 5 or 6 games. The Cowboys have their bye week on October 20th. So he's going to undergo for his fifth Meniscus on Monday, according to a source. And after reporting soreness following the Cowboys' final practice in Oxnard, California, he is going to have that surgery. So Bland led the NFL with 9 interceptions and set a league record, again, with 5 interception returns for a touchdown to earn Pro Bowl and All-Pro honor. So he turned himself and showed that he could be one of the better cornerbacks in the league last year, and the Cowboys are going to be missing that. So sooner or later, they may have a healthy backfield with a Trevon Diggs and Deron Bland, but it's not going to be at least for until about midway through the season. So that's a big blow for the Dallas Cowboys. Moving on here, as we give you some NFL headlines, Deshaun Watson not going to play in the preseason. He is going to sit out the final preseason game that the Cleveland Browns have, and they're taking on the Seattle Seahawks right now. Coach Kevin Stefanski previously had said that the plan was to play Watson, and that's why this is kind of news. He was originally going to play and that all the starters should be expected to play. However, he walked back his plans for Watson in recent days. Watson had been limited in practice on Wednesday with what Stefanski called general arm soreness, but the team said he was full participant in Thursday practice, which was not open to the media. So, look, they want to just be careful. Obviously, he's coming off that shoulder injury, and they don't want to risk anything. So just, I think, a precautionary move here for the Cleveland Browns, obviously. But still, you were hoping to see, maybe if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you were hoping to see Deshaun Watson and see exactly what he was going to look like. Because, look, this is a big year for Watson, big year for the Cleveland Browns. They have a really good roster. They had a really good roster last season, but just didn't have that quarterback play to necessarily get them over the hump. Still ended up making the postseason, and it was a good story with, what, Joe Flacco at the helm? But you feel like if Deshaun Watson can get back to the form that he was in, you know, college or his first couple of years in Houston, that this maybe can be a real contender in the AFC. But I don't know if that Deshaun Watson still exists. I don't know if Deshaun Watson can get back to that level of play. But if he can even be like 80% of what he was, that's still a very good quarterback, and that's still a very good Cleveland Browns team. So we'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson. But it all still points to that he's going to be able to play week 1. But speaking of anything, the Bears are addressing their defensive tackle depth, and they're getting some help as they trade for, I should have said, speaking of the Browns, I knew it related in some way, shape, or form. It just went past me. The Bears trading for Browns defensive tackle Chris Williams. So they got Chris Williams and a 2025 seventh round pick from the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a 6th round selection on Saturday. Williams, the second defensive addition the Bears have brought in via trade. In as many days, they sent a 6th round pick, if you remember, to the Seattle Seahawks yesterday for Darrell Taylor. Bears coach Matt Eberflus has recently expressed the concerns over the team's depth at defensive tackle after an injury to reserve Zach Pickens, and they put that second-year tackle status for week 1 into question. So they're needing to get a little bit more depth at the defensive tackle position after some recent injuries. And Williams, 26, spent his first 2 years with the Colts. That's where Eberflus was as the defensive coordinator. And Williams then spent time on the practice squad for Kansas City and in Cleveland. He appeared in 13 games with the Colts and registered 6 tackles. So, again, just a depth piece move for the Bears, as they still have a pretty good defensive front, but obviously they've had some blows there at depth at depth-wise. So we'll see how he ends up faring, and if, you know, him reuniting with his old defensive coordinator and Matt Eberflus, who is now obviously the head coach in Chicago, we'll see if that that helps Chris Williams. So you have that going on in the NFL, and we have a number of games happening right now. I'll run down the scores. Obviously, the Falcons lose their final preseason game last night to the Jacksonville Jaguars, but again, said this all show, I ain't worried about it. Jaguars played their starters. Falcons didn't. Falcons played some second-string guys, a lot of third- and fourth-string guys who are, again, either going to be guys who just barely make the 53-man roster or fighting for practice squad spots. So I'm not at all concerned about what I saw last night. Zach Robinson has been very vanilla all preseason. It is what it is. So Falcons lose 31-0 yesterday. As far as scores happening right now, the Jets are beating the Giants 10-0. Panthers beat the Bills 31-26. Packers blow out the Ravens 30-7. Texans beat the Rams 17-15. Vikings beat the Eagles 26-3. Lions beat the Steelers 24-17. Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, which we talked a little bit about earlier, they both did play. And Justin Fields goes 3-for-4, 40 yards. He did lead a touchdown drive, as well as Russell Wilson did. Russell Wilson goes 2-for-2, 26 yards passing. Our old friend Cordell Patterson, touchdown. 3 carries, 31 yards, and a rushing touchdown for our old friend Cordell Patterson. LaMichael Perine, 6 carries for 16 yards. He had a touchdown for the Steelers as well. But the Lions edged that one out, and they win 24-17. The Chargers, despite being stuck, some of them being stuck in a hotel elevator, they beat the Cowboys 26-19. And I lied, the Browns and Seahawks are not playing right now. They're actually going to play in Seattle, so they're playing a little bit later. Their kickoff is set for 10 p.m., so forgive me for that. On Thursday, the Colts beat the Bengals 27-14. Excuse me. Bears beat the Chiefs 34-21. Falcons, like we said, lost to the Jaguars 31-0. Bucks beat the Dolphins 24-14. Raiders and 49ers, and in a crazy finish, that one ends in a tie at 24-all. Tomorrow, you got the Titans and the Saints, Cardinals and the Broncos, Patriots and Commanders, and that'll be the end of the 2024 preseason. So we're almost to week one, y'all, almost to week one, and I cannot wait. And we got some good college football action happening. We'll have some more, a full slate of games, college football-wise, next week. And football season is here. We're in the thick of it now, y'all. We are in the thick of it. But when we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, I want to have a little fun. I want to have a little story time with you. And the story time comes with a question. Because what do you do when life knocks you down? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all are staying safe out there. If you're out in them streets tonight, make sure you be safe. If you're going to be maybe having a few adult beverages, make sure you drink responsibly and all that good stuff. And make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Quick update for you on the Braves. It is still 2-0. The Washington Nationals are up after Charlie Morton gives up a 2-run homer in the top of the second inning, I believe it was. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning now, and Jarrett Kelenic leading things off for the Braves, and hopefully the Braves can make their way back, because, again, we've been talking about it this show, that if you're the Braves, you need to just keep the momentum going the right way. There have been too many times where – The Braves, like right now, they've won, what, eight out of their last 11, five out of their last six. But there have been too many times where they'll do that, and then they'll go on a six-game losing streak, or they'll lose three out of four. They'll lose five out of six right after that. We don't need that. Need the Braves to keep their momentum, keep riding the wave, keep on going up. So it will be really nice to see the Braves sweep the Nationals, but at least get a series win. At least get a series win. And they got a chance to do that tonight. But they still got a lot of work to do, down 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. So we'll keep you up to date as long as we can, all the way up until 9:30. That's when Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon will be taking over on the Five Stripes Countdown. And then obviously at 10:30, Mike Conte, Jason Longshore bring you Atlanta United and Los Angeles Galaxy action here on flagship station of your Atlanta United Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But right now, as we move into the home stretch of this Saturday edition of the Hometown Take, I want to have a little bit of fun with you all. So I'm going to give you a little story time, and I'm going to ask you a question at the end of it. So here's what happened today for me. And I'm going to preface this story with this. I am not telling you this story for you to feel bad for me or anything like that. Look, life is life and stuff happens to everybody. And trust me, at the end of the day, I am blessed and I am very happy with where I'm at and everything is all good. So I say all that to say this. Earlier today, well, going into this weekend, I'll start with that. Going into this weekend, I had to, one, I had to do my show today, and then I worked the Falcons game last night, which was fine. You know, I worked, obviously, I host my own show, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., Hometown Take, Monday through Friday. I did that on Friday, worked the Falcons game, which, again, nothing's wrong with that. Absolutely all good. So then I had to wake up, not super early, because I already wake up early, so early for y'all is not necessarily early for me because I wake up early 9 times out of 10. But I do have to set somewhat of an alarm because I needed to do my girlfriend Simone. Shout out to Simone. I had to go do her a favor, and I had to go record some stuff at her job and send it to her. So I was doing her a favor, being a good boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? So on my way to do that, I get a flat tire. Again, it's not something I really need to be doing. I'm doing it, you know, to be a good boyfriend and to do her a favor. But on my way to do that, I get a flat tire. So the tire's to the point where it can't be patched. Part of the reason it couldn't be patched is because I did feel like I could get it to the tire shop. So I did drive it to the tire shop, and by the time I drove it to the tire shop, it couldn't be repaired. So, you know. If you can help it, don't drive on the tire. But I wasn't that far away from the tire shop. So I get it to the tire shop, can't be repaired. So now I'm thinking, all right, but I was close to the station when this happened. This happened around probably 1:30-ish I got to the tire shop, somewhere around there. So I'm telling Simone the situation, and I had to go to her job, which was out in Allatoona, so that's kind of far away, and I wasn't trying to pay for that Uber. I was like, hey, do you really need all this stuff? Because if not, you know, we're going to have to take that L. We're not getting that footage that you need today. She paid, and again, shout out to her. She paid for me to get there and come back. So I go out there, and, you know, I have to, again, I don't mind it. I have to go out there, be out in the sun a little bit, and get her the footage that she needs. And obviously, I come back here and talk to y'all, but obviously, I have to, you know, pay for my, you know, tire to be repaired now. So it's just been a day. You know what I'm saying? It's just been a day. Again, I don't tell you this to complain. People are way worse off than me. Trust me. So I am not complaining about Nathan. We're all good. But I say all that to say this. When I get home at 9:35, when I start heading back to the cribbo, I'm going to give me some food, and I'm going to even give me some ice cream, and I'm just going to relax. Take me a nice shower, because I am definitely, at this point, I've been outside, and obviously I came straight here after that. I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit smelly at this point, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take a nice shower, I'm going to give me some food, and I'm going to relax. And then tomorrow, I'm not doing nothing. So if any of my friends out there listening, don't even bother hitting me up tomorrow because I'm not doing nothing. Not doing nothing. I'm halfway thinking about not even leaving my apartment. But I say all this to say that. I say all that to say this. When life happens and life gives you a nice punch in the gut and you have yourself a day, what is your go-to comfort food? What is your comfort food? Is it steak? Is it chicken wings? Is it pizza? What is it? What is your go-to comfort food? That's what I want to know. 404-726-0929. For me, my number one comfort food would be, it's called Mexican chicken. It's something my mom used to make. So I'll go ahead and give you the recipe real quick. So what it is, your base is nacho cheese Doritos. So that's your base. You crumple up nacho cheese Doritos, put it at the bottom of the pan. You make this in a whatever by whatever pan. You crumble up Doritos, put it at the bottom. Then you take cream of mushroom soup, cream of chicken, and obviously you have chicken. You cook the chicken and put it in with that mixture. Cheese, put like a half a bag of cheese in there if you want. Mix all that up. You have, I think it's chili powder, some salt, some pepper, some minced garlic. There might be some other seasons I'm forgetting, but you put all that in with the mixture of the cream of mushroom soup, the cream of chicken, and all that stuff. You mix all that together with the seasonings. You put that on top of the Doritos, spread it out. Then you put more cheese on the top, and it is so good. That has been my favorite food for my entire life, my entire existence. That has been my favorite food, but I'm not going to feel like making that tonight. I'm definitely eating out. So as far as eating out goes, there's this great wing spot called B&L Wings. They have the best wings in the city. And you can debate me on it. They're better than JR Crickets. They're better than any spot in the ATL. They have the best wings, period. You can debate a wall. But that will probably be my second go-to as far as like eating out. But to me, when it comes to like eating too, I do listen to my taste buds a lot. I listen to what I'm craving. And so it can change from day to day. But if you have a thought on what your favorite comfort food is, let me know, 404-726-0929, or you can DM me at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. Dom, what's your go-to comfort food, man?
So if it's just like a specific meal,
yeah,
just like something that I can make quick at home, very simple, but like it's always like it's not even something that you have to really make. A bowl of cereal has never done me wrong.
Oh,
like I can eat cereal all day. Like if like legitimately, I like if I have nothing to do, I can just like go get a bowl of Frosted Flakes and then like, oh, that bowl is done. Okay, cool. Let's go get another. And like I can do that.
That's real. Is Frosted Flakes your favorite cereal?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it is probably the safest option. Like, it's the most consistent to me.
Yeah.
Like, to me, Frosted Flakes, I know what I'm getting every time. Like, sometimes you get a bowl of cereal, and, like, sometimes, like, with Fruity Pebbles, it's like, I let it sit too long, so now it's kind of soggy.
Soggy Fruity Pebbles are not
terrible.
Good.
Yeah, they're mushy. It's awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes it depends. Or, like I'm a big fan of, like, Frosted Mini Wheats, but, like, I need them to be, like, frosted for real. Sometimes they skimp you on the frosting, and so, like, it's just kind of, like, cardboard tasting.
You're right.
So, like, I need that frosting on there.
Yeah.
Specifically the maple and brown sugar one. If you get those ones, those are delicious.
What's your take on Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Amazing.
For sure.
Can't go wrong with it. And then as far as, like, a place to go, I mean, listen, there's this amazing little place. I don't know if many of you know about it. Me and Abe are very, very big fans of it, though.
Okay.
It's this place called Taco Bell.
I thought you was about to give a place for real. I was like, oh, Dom about to put us on game. Let's go. Bell is real, man. That's a great call.
And also Taco Bell is you know, another one of the fast food spots that like most of their locations stay open pretty late.
Yes.
That's something that I was actually talking about with a friend not too long ago. I feel like in my adulthood, I feel like fast food restaurants don't stay open late like they used to.
No.
Like, I feel like back when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13, fast food spots, like,
it was
like
almost mandatory
for everyone to be open until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, or even 24 hours, a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
But I think, and really, I know a lot of that changed with COVID. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't find, you know, they couldn't. They mm-hmm. We all know they had trouble finding help, and so that's when they all started
Walmart
to close early.
Walmart still hasn't gone back to being 24/7, which is ridiculous.
And McDonald's, I think a lot of those are not 24/7 anymore either. When all mm-hmm. McDonald's used to be 24/7, so yeah. But no, Taco Bell, man. Just to have a quick conversation about Taco Bell. I know everybody says stuff about, like, their taco meat. I'm going to tell you this. 99.9% of the time when I go to Taco Bell, I maybe get one taco because I really like the Doritos Locos Tacos because, like, mm-hmm. the Dorito and the meat, it just goes great together.
It reminds you of your childhood eating Mexican chicken?
Exactly. Hey, facts. Facts. But when I go to Taco Bell, it is mandatory for me to get a chicken quesadilla. Their quesadillas mm-hmm. are undefeated. And their cantina quesadillas?
Hey, man.
Stupid.
Listen, people will try and poo-poo on Taco Bell. You know, some people, they say it makes the stomach hurt and all this other stuff. Taco Bell
not
is
me.
Fantastic. No free ads, but like, hey, Taco Bell. Like, again, this isn't an ad, but yeah. It could be. Taco Bell, hit me up.
So there you have it. 404-726-0929. What is your comfort food when you just had a day? When life is lifing and you've had a stressful day or you just had a long day, hard working day, whatever it is, when you need to let go and you're ready to relax and you're ready to have some comfort food, what's that comfort food, man? What's that meal you go to at the end when you just ready to clock out for the day and just relax and have yourself a day? Or, you know, if you're going to have a cheat meal or you're having a pig out day, what's that meal? Hit me up, 404-726-0929. You can tweet at me at _DylanMatthews as well, and we will take your calls on the other side. What's your comfort food? What's your cheat meal? Let me know after you have a day. What are you going to, whether it's Mexican chicken, whether it's Taco Bell, or it's just a bowl of cereal? Let me know. We'll take your calls on the other side. This is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.